music, stories, and more. You're listening to the Heartbeat Radio, a program by Able Artwork.
Everyone, we missed you.
We hope that you missed us.
On today's episode, we are going to be interviewing a music teacher that is very hyper, funny, fun, talented opera singer, Miss Brianna.
Brianna, na, na, Brianna, na, na. Plus, cats galore.
Meow, 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 meow. That sounds perfect.
Yes, it's cat-tastic.
Perfect. Hopefully they don't milk their screen time.
Oh, please.
Huh, I wonder if they're gonna eat lasagna with Garfield.
Lasagna.
Wouldn't it be cool if we got to interview Garfield?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, on with the show. Starlight Specials, meow it away. Oh, yeah! And today, we are interviewing one of our crazy, lunatic, hyper, funny, talented opera singers, Miss Brianna.
Brianna, na, Brianna, na, na.
Brianna! You almost fell out of your chair.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a tight squeeze, but I made it.
Okay, let's stay on topic.
Anyways, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, especially now that I finally have my interview. I've been patiently awaiting for this moment.
How long that you teach music?
Okay, so I'm 24, so I graduated college with a vocal performance degree when I was 22, and then I moved here like immediately after graduation, so almost 2 years, I'd say, because as soon as I got here I basically started working here, and then I also teach privately on the side, so that would be my answer. Almost 2 years, as long as I've been here with you guys, pretty much.
Which college that you go to?
I went to the University of South Florida.
What kind of music do you like listening to? And better be Justin Bieber.
I do like me some Justin Bieber. I like different genre. What is my favorite? I like maybe some indie sound, some R&B. I do enjoy classical. I also like, what did I say? I like classical. I like jazz. I like R&B. I like, oh my gosh, every time Jonathan distracts me because he's like, yeah! And I'm like, okay. I like classical music. I like jazz. I like R&B. And I like kind of alternative pop. So, like, alternative pop, indie, singer-songwriter vibes. Yes.
I like classical.
Slay.
My favorite classical is Phantom of the Opera.
I enjoy songs from there. Yes, yeah. I agree. The Phantom of the Opera is there in my mind. Oh, I love when we duet together. It's so beautiful.
Let's change the subject before I get a migraine. What's your favorite singer?
I love me some Billie Eilish. And Justin Bieber, of course.
Yeah, save that one.
I like the song Bad Guy from Billie Eilish.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Justin Bieber sings that song too.
Yes, that is true. There was that remix. That was one of the greatest days of my life, seeing that collab.
I think her brother just wrote that for Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah, Phineas is super, super talented. I wish I could have half of his talent. He's really good.
Phineas and Ferb? Don't be scared to laugh. You can laugh.
Oh, that's true. I have been doing a kind of silent laugh. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
You can do it right now.
I think maybe the reason is because I'm scared Caitlin's going to make fun of my laugh.
Oh, please.
Can I hear your impression of my laugh? Yeah, I think I'm just going to cry instead.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Anyways.
What is your favorite band?
I don't know that I listen to bands.
I know what my favorite band is.
Oh, what's your favorite band?
Linkin Park.
Ooh, I got a MetaQuest and I purchased the song Numb for this game. What is it called? Beat Saber. And I did it the expert mode and I killed it. It was so good. I love that song. It was like, I become zone. It's like literally you have to go like this with your hands and like pretend you have a saber in your hand and then you just go crazy. I have to show you at some point.
Fist bump.
Boop.
How long have you been singing?
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. Should I do an accent?
No. Oh. Please don't.
When did I start singing? I would say I sung my whole life. I feel like a lot of my family have told me that I wasn't a good singer back then, which I could possibly. Yeah, right? Ugh, your haters. No, kidding. Okay.
Okay.
I was singing my whole life, but it wasn't. My dad kind of like was going against. Do you guys want me to answer the question? I think they do. Okay. So I started. Everything I say is funny. I know I'm funny, but not that funny.
Okay, just answer the question.
Yes, ma'am. So to answer the question that you guys both are so curious about, I've been singing since I was young. Like, I've always loved singing, but my dad kind of wanted me to go like the educational route, such as like science or math, so he like didn't allow me to do music for a long time. But in high school he was like, oh, you can take choir as an elective. So that's kind of where it started. It was me singing in choir in all through high school, and then towards my junior year I did Allstate, which is like a singing competition, except you're only like going against yourself and they grade you on your performance, like how we do in voice studio and how we go over like, was your diction good? Was your staging good? Like things like that. And I got a superior. So I was like, maybe I'm good at this. So I pursued opera specifically starting in high school so that I could be prepared for college auditions. So I would say singing like the style that I would say that I'm okay at, opera, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 years.
I have a good question. What is your favorite kind of opera style?
Ooh, I love an aria. I love arias. Yeah, right up my
alley. I-S-P-C-T.
You're so funny for that. That was a good one. Oh, darn, you got it. I was trying to do it.
Yeah.
Darn.
Duh.
That would have been so good if I got you.
You can't get me. I'm the gingerbread man.
I'm the gingerbread man. Do you know a muffin man? Muffin man, muffin man. Do you know a muffin man who lives on Journey Lane?
I'm done.
What is your favorite song to sing?
Ooh, that's a good question. I literally am blanking. Insert cricket noises. Killing Me Softly.
You're killing me.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
I think that that's a compliment.
Yeah, me too. You try to say I'm funny? You think I'm funny?
I think Brianna is funny.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed the validation.
And she's a, I think Brianna's a cuckoo bird.
Anyways. Do you write any of your own music? How more? Just like me.
I do. Yeah. I guess me and you are pretty similar in that way. Some similar interests. Yeah. Yeah. I write a couple songs. Seriously. I'm actually working on an EP right now. So.
Oh, really? Sorry, but did you write a song for your you-know-who?
No, I think writing songs about love is kind of hard.
Oh, please.
It's a new feeling, okay? I am more familiar with pain and heartbreak, so that's a lot easier to write about.
I hope you heard that, Jacob.
I heard that, Jacob. What is your favorite TV shows?
Gosh, someone asked me this question before and I was a little overwhelmed because I love so many. It's hard to pick. So I can give you
a
short.
The Bachelor.
For reality TV shows, I would say yeah. But I wouldn't say reality TV is like my favorite thing to watch of all time. I really love Avatar The Last Airbender. I don't know if you saw the live action that came out. It was okay. But I do love the cartoon Avatar The Last Airbender. Even I thought Legends of Korra was really good. And they're coming out with a new one, I think, with the next generation of what's called Avatar, which according to the end of Legends of Korra, now that I think about it, spoiler alert, she was supposed to have unlinked her connection to her past lives and ending the Avatar cycle. So that's going to be really interesting to see how the earth bending Avatar came about, because I thought that cycle was over.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
I love movies that come with like some type of moral message, as long as as well as also it being something that's like produced well and stuff. But I love the movie Soul from Disney. I found it very relatable, and I think the message was a good one that everyone should heed. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is The Elemental.
Ooh, that was a good one. I cried at the end.
But I want to see The Kung Fu Panda 4 really bad.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. I'm going to one of those like dine-in theaters. I love Kung Fu Panda. High five! At least I got one person.
Hey, you forgot to high five.
Yeah, you're not getting one. Oh. Kidding.
Hey, chill.
All right. Down low. Oh, wait. That was supposed to be for Caitlin. You're up high. Caitlin's down low. Jillian.
Okay, chill.
Gosh.
Oh, please. In this one, we're going to like contribute the Wheel of Evil.
Ooh, I'm so excited for this.
So, before you go, you have to spill the Wheel of Evil. Yeah, let's see what you get. What did you get?
It says, tell us a joke.
I like jokes. What is your favorite jokes?
I'll give a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who? Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay, I love that.
I guess she just milked that one.
Guess she milked that out.
Anyways. I'm gonna go get some milk since I'm a cat.
Get some milk because I'm a cat.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the cat cafe.
Cat cafe.
So, chow chow meow meow.
Chow chow meow meow.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Pumpkin Mice Latte.
Hiss. Espresso.
Fat Cat Frappuccino.
Catnip. Cappuccino.
Tuna Milkiato.
I think they milked it too much, don't you think?
Yeah.
Those cats. I think they should take it to the farm.
Oh yeah.
And give it to the cows so the cows give can it to the move cows them and the away. Now it's time for us to say
bye 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 bye.
Meow 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 meow. Meow 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 meow.
Okay, so I'll see you next time for our special needs talk show. Okay.
Go to our website, equalartwork.org.